Die Here Christus het nie oornag ons staan nie.
Dis nou die tweede nouwet wat ons nie water het nie.
Ons moes 30 jaar terug al begin het om ou pyplyne te vervang met en instandhouding wat nooit gebeur het nie.
Jy is ingeskakel op 100.5 FM en ons is baie bly om vir Joseph Ngala van Bombela plaaslike munisipaliteit hier by ons te hê. Hi there Joseph.
Hi Ludi, thanks for having us.
First time you're visiting me in studio.
In a long time,
in
yes.
In a long time. Yeah. Right, we have you in studio because even though there's more water around the Lowveld than we've had in many, many years, it's not in the pipes of White River residents. And people are, how shall we explain this? They're excited about it.
No, that's putting it very lightly. They're actually vus.
Yeah. They're very angry.
Yes.
Yeah, the whole weekend, and basically started on Friday evening for most people, and it's been carrying on ever since. What is the problem?
Well, Ludi, the problems are multifaceted. First of all, we had a plant shut, wherein we were fixing the main. There was a huge leak that we fixed, but the unfortunate part is that it actually overran the schedule. But soon after that, we were hoping that you know water will be available, and we started getting these reports that certain areas were not getting water. I must indicate though that it's not everybody in White River. But that's immaterial. Some people did not get water, which is a problem.
Ons het met so 'n paar van die inwoners van Witrivier gesels om hulle mening rondom hierdie situasie te hoor.
Hierdie krisis het nie oornag ontstaan nie. Dit is al 'n jarelange ouwe probleem. Die waterpype bars. Die mense aan diens wat verantwoordelik is vir hierdie onderhouding van die systeem. Sukkel, hulle het net een punt reg, dan is daar 'n volgende gemors. Dit is vir my totaal onaanvaarbaar. Jy is van die huishoudings in Witrivier wat al vir 2 dae sonder water sit.
Goeiemiddag Ludi, dis Peer hiersof. Ons moes 30 jaar terug al begin het om ou pyplyne te vervang met nuwes, opgradeer en instandhouding wat nooit gebeur het nie. Die gevolg is ons sit nou met 'n vrot infrastruktuur wat ook 'n paar jaar gaan vat om uit te sorteer. Die goed is besig om nou vinniger op te pak. Ons het nou so pas ook 'n 10 minute kragonderbreking gehad. So nou ja, daar het jy dit. Mobella se pakslaas nader as wat hulle daaraan dink. Wat hulle op hulle self gebring het deur korrupsie en die versprei van fondse oral behalwe waar dit van toepassing is. Dit is jammer om dit te sien gebeur.
Goeiedag, dit is asof daar wel is op van Witrivier. Die wil ek net bydra om te sê, ons bly in Kingsview. Dit is nou die tweede naweek wat ons nie water het nie. En as ons water sou hê, is die kleur onverganklik vieslik. En ek dink persoonlik dit is ongesond. So natuurlik sal hulle met siek raak van die kleer en die gebruik van die water. Nie net dit nie, lei ons wasgoedskare. So op die einde van die dag, die geld wat ons moet betaal aan die stadsraad vir ons water en ligte rekening, wat ons eintlik nie die helfte van die water het wat ons voor moet betaal nie, is dit regtig onprofessioneel en regtig oneffektief. So, my voorstel sal wees, kan die stadsraad asseblief en daarna toekyk of toesien, dat ons iemand kan kry wat hierdie probleem vir eens en vir altyd kan oplos nie. 'N persoon wat produktief, effektief en met die nodige kennis kan werk om hierdie probleem vir eens en vir altyd op te kan los nie. Ek meen, op die einde van die dag is dit deel van ons grondwet. Ons mag daarop staat maak en ons beroep daarop as 'n gemeenskap van Witrivier om besag te maak dat ons reg as mense van Witrivier en vir al die inwoners van Kingsview op hierdie reg te mag laat geskied. Dankie.
And my thanks to the ward councillor there, Councillor Tor. When I spoke to him, he actually alerted me to another problem. That is why areas like the Waterkant and those areas still do not have water, because apparently there's a pump that also broke down, meaning that even if water was being purified, it could not
reach the
residents. And the energy department, as we speak, are busy trying to pull it out, have it fixed, to so that we start pumping. But fortunately, while I was driving to the studio, I got the information that some streets are beginning to get water, and those that are getting water from the Mbombela site, which is the augmentation scheme, those ones are sorted. But the other side, who are getting water from the White River Waterworks, are the ones where we're having problems. Again, to compound this problem, we also had the irrigation board reducing the amount of raw water that we were receiving.
Yes.
And we've pleaded with them to sort of increase the volumes, because now if you increase your input, obviously your output is going to be also up a bit. Yes. So we, on this buyer yammer, we must not beat about the bush. 1 hour without water is a big issue. So we are, very apologetic to the residents. They had to put up with all of this, but fortunately we seem to be, turning the corner now.
That's good news. Now, I know we've had in White River, we've had numerous meetings with regards to water issues, and it's been an ongoing issue for many, many, many years. I think since I moved into White River, and I've been there nearly 500 years, there's been water problems. The dams are not sufficient. Our raw water supply for our own water supply is not good enough. And that's why they've built those new pump stations to get water from Nelspruit to assist. But our reservoirs, are they sufficient for the town use?
I would be lying sitting here and saying they are enough, because you see, as the town grows, we must also plan with the town. I remember that very, very robust meeting
we had
that evening with the former MM, Neil Diamond, where people were even saying, look, we've got the requisite skills, let's open up the discussions so that we can come in and assist. We appreciated that, because this becomes a collective responsibility, as opposed to just a small group of people worrying about what is actually happening. And we appreciate the robustness of those engagements. But going back to long-term planning, indeed, the Longmere Dam is not enough to actually feed the growing community of White River. We are also exploring, Primkop Dam to augment the system, because we also appreciate the development. When a town grows, it means job opportunities and all of that. So we, as government, we're not resting on our laurels. We are working, but obviously to people out there, it might not be fast enough. But we are aware of these challenges, and we are working on them long term. And unfortunately, issues around dams, they are not our competence. We must always touch base with Water and Sanitation,
yes,
which is the national department, to say, look, the town has grown. Not only White River, we've been talking about Mbombela Regional Dam, and we've identified a catchment area. But again, we must wait on, national.
Yeah, it's not just putting up a wall and we're putting up a dam.
No.
There's all kinds of laws involved with putting up a dam, and all kinds of studies that need to be done.
Exactly.
And it's going to affect people in a good and a bad way for whenever that dam comes.
True that.
Which area is it that you want to, that you identified for the new dam?
Well, the initial one identified was where Elands River meets the Crocodile River. That we used to have an old hotel a long time ago. But then, you know, experts said no. You can't actually block this. And then we had to look for another place somewhere here in Rietspruit. I don't have the exact location right now, but we are in talks with National Department of Water and Sanitation to really accelerate this work, because who are suffering? It's our people. If we can't have enough raw water, we can't have, you know, enough purified water to give to our citizens.
Yes.
And we must be thankful that other than, you know, taking it to the streets, our people have been very vocal, which is what we appreciate. But we just want to indicate we are actually working on it. The White River situation, we're hoping that by the end of this week we will return to normality, because that pump will be fixed, and we will then be pumping bigger volumes and then, you know, giving people water. But we must appreciate that they've been acting with a lot of restraint in voicing the issues. But we are happy that they've been voicing these issues, because it then means that people are actually participating. They are not sitting and folding their arms and saying, let us look at this government.
Yes. I know that a couple of the residents of White River has also voiced their opinion with regards to the network and the actual facilities that's older and hasn't been updated in recent years. What is the plan for the actual pipe infrastructure and then the pumps that keep on breaking?
You know, the constant breakages and the leaks, they point out to exactly that the infrastructure is aging. So we are aware of that, and but unfortunately you cannot just plan for one financial year.
It's a very large network.
It's a very large network, and it needs a lot of money, which unfortunately we do not have. But we are actually working in phases, as indicated earlier, that we are aware of these problems, but we can only eat this elephant piece by piece. That's the unfortunate part. But yes, we are aware of that. That is why we even on the Nelspruit line, we had to close the 250 and migrated into a 450, which was a bigger pipe, so that there's more water pumped upstream, which is also part of the plan to ensure that our citizens do get water.
Now, White River is not the only town in our area that's actually battling with a water situation. Barberton actually has a major issue, and they don't have a pipeline like we've got to White River that can assist in when there's a drought or when water dries up, and their dam is very low. I think the last time I heard it was something like 37% after all of this good rain.
You know, even the 30-odd percent to us
not enough.
To us is a welcome relief. There was a point where Lomati was sitting at 13%.
Yeah.
And, you know, engineers will tell you that at 13% you basically...
You're in mud.
Yeah. You're basically drawing mud. And so this 30-odd percent to us is a welcome relief, but it's not enough. I remember sometime in December, the executive mayor, Councillor Matonsi, went there with the municipal manager, and we had a lengthy discussion as to, you know, what are the short-term, medium-term, and long-term plans around the water situation in Barberton. You are right. They don't have the luxury of having a pipeline going to them. And we had already started discussing with even the mining houses. I remember at some point Agnes Mine came to the party and said, look, we are battling with water underground, but that water would obviously have to be purified before you can actually give it to people. And Barberton Mines said the same thing, because I remember at one stage they created a pipeline straight into the community, and there were rumors that no, this water is poisonous and all of that. And then we said, and Barberton Mines said, whoa, we're not going to give you water until you have a plan that says this water will be taken into your system, have it purified before you can give it to people. And those discussions are ongoing. The executive mayor last week, Friday, when we had a special sitting of council, he did indicate that those discussions are actually have been resuscitated, because long-term Barberton needs to have a stable water supply, and currently it doesn't. We also have been talking about a possibility of a dam, maybe along the Queen's River, but again, you know, that's not our competency. But until such time, we need to have a plan.
Yes.
And I remember even our communities in Barberton have also been very vocal to a point where they even, you know, wrote an open letter to the executive mayor.
And they closed downtown at one stage with a protest action.
But we actually appreciate that, because in those discussions is when ideas begin to flow. Because we cannot be panacea to all the problems. Sometimes we must be a listening government, and we are a listening government in that when we engage, people come with ideas and we explore those ideas. But bottom line, they all need money.
Absolutely.
They all need money. But seated here, I'm very worried about Barberton, because even the 30-odd% is nowhere near enough. And as you indicated, we do not have a stable raw water catchment. And I think the sooner we finalize these discussions with the mining houses, the better, because at least we will be having some water into our system, which we will then purify and give to our people. But with Said Cup, because there's also two areas there, you've got Rimas Creek plant, and we also have Said Cup. On the Said Cup, medium term, we're looking at also putting an extra package plant to augment, to sort of, you know, put up the levels, the volumes there, so that at least our people can get water. But again, we still also plead with Water and Sanitation nationally to increase our permit for abstraction, because you can have this infrastructure, but if you do not have permit to actually draw enough, again you land yourself into trouble.
Yes.
But yeah, we're navigating, unfortunately.
Now, in conclusion, we can hear the thunder outside, which means we've got storms coming, and I'm actually going to show you the weather report for the Lowveld. You see there on screen, it is heavy rain
everywhere.
Broadcast area, the whole of the Lowveld, which means you are in for a tough time, because besides potholes and besides falling rocks and mudslides and trees falling, there is going to be more issues with regards to water and sanitation.
Definitely, because I mean, just on this flooding issue, with the floods, the water infrastructure does actually get washed away as well. In Mshatsa River, the whole pump was washed away. And as we're speaking now, they're busy fixing that. And now, when I look at the forecast, you know, we've had a total of 34 houses that were either partly damaged or completely collapsed over the weekend. And we still have a missing person out in Ganyamazan, where that person is believed to have drowned, but the search and rescue team is still on site. So yeah, this doesn't look good, even for water and sanitation, because the very infrastructure we're talking about here is in danger of being washed away during the floods.
And water and electricity goes hand in hand. If you don't have electrical systems, you don't have water, because we need to run the pumps. And you can't fix electrical problems if it's raining.
If it's raining, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. So we can appeal to our people to brace ourselves for a very rough one.
Yes,
all of us together. We're all in this, but yeah, we're praying that even in the midst of the storm, we shall overcome.
Anita van Vuren van Parkville omgeving in Witrivier het hierdie in reaksie gehad op ons gesprek met Joseph.
Weet jy, ek luister nou na jou onderhoud. Ek glo ons teen hierdie tyd, na alles wat ons deurgegaan het, die afloop van 2019 af, soos hy genoem het, met daai groot vergadering met Neil Diamond en dan die ambtenare. Weet jy, ons het nie meer krag vir hierdie goed nie. En ons, hoekom ons betaal ons munisipale rekeninge elke maand getrou? Dit begin vir my regtig, weet jy, ek het nie woorde om hierdie goed te beskryf nie. Maar ek het nie meer empatie met wat hulle probeer sê of probeer doen nie.
Now, lastly, White River, you said by the end of the week we should be back to normal with regards to water supply, but the areas without water, will they start getting water supply today?
Yes, in fact, I remember I even said when we started our interview that I was talking to the local councillor. Councillor Tor even, arranged for a water tanker to be on site for those that have got their own JoJo tanks to even get water whilst we're busy with this problem. So we've dispatched a water tanker to drive around to give people water whilst we are battling with this, but we are hoping that by the end of this week we shall have stabilized the system. And we're hoping that this rain does not add to our problems.
Die Belastingbetalersvereniging en The Power of 8000 van Witrivier se Pierre de Pree het wel 'n vergadering belê met die stadsraad en gister met hulle gesels, en hier is die terugvoer wat ons van hom ontvang het.
Die vergadering was baie positief geweest en ons was almal gelukkig met mekaar, en ons kon regtig hande vat en vir mekaar sê dat ons graag wil help om Witrivier beter te maak. En die vergadering het ons bespreek die tractors wat stikkend is en die ride-ons, verskoon my meng van Afrikaans en Engels, en hoe hierdie goed se regmaak vinniger gemaak kan word as wat dit heidag gebeur. Ook die tekort aan personeel wat 'n werklike probleem is. Personeel bedank en of gaan op pensioen en mense sterf, maar dit word nie vinnig genoeg, die poste word nie vinnig genoeg gevul nie. So dit is 'n probleem. Ons het die twee probleme geïdentifiseer. Daar's baie ander probleme, maar hierdie is die belangrikes, is die regmaak van die toerusting en dat dit werk en dat daar personeel is wat dit kan gebruik. Daar was mense van die privaat sektor gewees, Jacob Booyens en Rhodes Abel was ook daar gewees saam met my, en ons is van ons kant af bereid om soveel as moontlik te doen. Ons is bereid om te help, goeders reg te maak en so aan. Ongelukkig is daar, hulle noem het maar red tape en prosedures wat deur Mbombela gevolg moet word, en hulle het vir ons 'n onderneming gegee dat hulle hierdie red tape, ook weer 'n Engelse woord, sal fast track en dan effektief vir ons 'n verskil te kan maak in Witrivier wat die parke en goed aanbetref. So, ons is opgewonde om te kyk vir die volgende week of twee hoe 'n klomp goedjies gebeur, en ons is nog steeds gewillig, daar's 'n klomp mense wat gewillig is, wat die Power of 8000 ook ondersteun, om ook by te draai en te help om Witrivier 'n beter, netjieser plek te maak. Ons wil dit duidelik stel dat ons is nie bekleierig nie. Ons wil bitter graag die dorp Witrivier 'n aangename plek maak vir almal wat in hom bly. Vir nou wil ons graag net ons dorp baie vinnig skoon en netjies hê. Mooi dag vir julle almal en dankie vir julle tyd.
Joseph, thank you so much for coming to see us, and I hope to see you back in studio soon so that we can discuss some positive things as well. But thank you for giving us feedback, and I hope to see you again soon.
No, thank you very much. Thanks for having us. We'll be available as and when needed. Ons is baie dankbaar for people, you know, not, you know, venting their anger, but like firmly raising their issues with us.
I think over this weekend, poor Rowan from White River, he got the brunt of it.
Oh yeah, he did. When I called him, he said, "Hey, you must come up here. Let me take you around and see you, and let you see what are the real problems."
Yes.
And exopad soon too.
I'll hold thumbs for you. Thanks, Joseph. Bye bye.
Thank you.